Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Dojo. I'm Steph Todd. I'm super excited. This is going to be an amazing podcast, all kinds of fun things that we'll talk about, all metaphysical, spiritual, weird, woo-woo, whatever you want to call it, this is it. I am a psychic medium, also energy medicine healer. I have my own practice here in Wisconsin, of all places, and I'm a metaphysical teacher. So a lot of what I'm sharing is about experiences, wonderful journeys. I'm going to be sharing a lot of meditation, some dives, some going into the cosmos, a little bit of playing, some insight, just again, different things that I have experienced that I feel would be of a benefit for you and that it could help you in some way, even if anything, just to open your mind or to know that there are things going on in with others that you might not exactly relate to, but it's what other people are, and that's what makes us all okay. In this sense, where it's a beautiful place just to kind of come together and be weird and woo-woo, listen to some weirdness going on here, but with no judgment. And so I feel like there's a big part that what this is about is not just focusing on us, staying in our own lanes. It's about understanding the depths and a lot of what the things we've been experiencing we don't have answers for. One of the first things I want to talk about is spiritual hygiene and what that is and what I've learned through my practice and who I am, how I work, how energy affects me, being sensitive, empath, the extreme sensitives, the heyokas. I'm not sure exactly if I am one. I'm not big on the labels, though. I just know what I work or how I work, and this is geared towards that. This is something that I've been teaching all of my students and clients over the years, and it's been so effective. And any of these things that I share with you, please take with a grain of salt. As always, discern for yourself, feel if it's your truth, and then if it's even the words or if it is your truth that you're resonating with, this can also be where you can make it your own. So I'd invite you to listen, but then just try it. See if there's something new that can come in for you, or if you haven't done it, you can try something different. But please, again, always make sure that it's right for you. It feels right, because if it doesn't, it won't work. You always want to be connected to it. So grounding, it's one of the first things I teach in spiritual hygiene, and a lot of that is just about being able to either imagine, envision, intend that you are connected to the earth. And what that means is the earth, we have this beautiful signature, and as the earth recognizes us, how she sees us, it's our way to connect back with the earth, and that's a lot of our guidance and our wisdom that we get. Being able to connect with the earth, what I do is I like to envision that I'm a tree and I grow my roots deep, deep down into the earth, Mother. Where the earth, the middle is a cave. It's a beautiful crystal cave. And what I do is wrap these roots or these vines around these crystals, and they're massive. There's many colors. It's like glittery, shimmery. It's just a beautiful warmth, a beautiful centeredness. And these roots, they're growing, they're just kind of curling around, they're kind of wrapping around themselves again, they're going in and out through these different places where all these crystals are. And what I do is I then draw this beautiful green healing energy, and the green for me is a beautiful spring green color. If it's a different color, if it's a different, just again, remember whatever works for you. It's this really beautiful, just this serene, this calming feeling. That's what I wait for. And as soon as I have it, I know I'm grounded. What I do then is if there's any things that aren't serving me, if it's a lot of frustrations or still there's things where I'm feeling grounded, but I'm just feeling a little bit of a residue, I'll continue to send things down those roots, asking the Earth Mother to heal that. Then what I also do now is I come from above, and what I do is I relate to grounding from above as like sending out this huge light from my crown, and it just goes really, really far into the heavens, and it's like this beautiful softness, this beautiful, I don't know, I can feel it, so for me it's a little bit different. Maybe for you it's a seeing, it's a knowing, it's a hearing, however this is for you, but it's just this, it's kind of like a beacon of light shooting it straight out, and then through this beacon of light, this beautiful heaven honey comes in, and it's coming down, and it's just soothing, and I wrap that all around my chakras. I do that the same with my grounding energy. I'll wrap that around. I'll mix the energies, the colors, with my chakras. And not like when you put it in a blender, it all blends together. At least that's not how I see it. For me, it's like my heart example. An example that's a beautiful, I see it as magenta sometimes. So if you can imagine this beautiful magenta color chakra, and then this beautiful spring green color, what I would imagine is this beautiful enveloping of the spring green color. So this beautiful, like watermelon color, that's now my heart chakra. So when I'm bringing that heaven honey, that beautiful gold light coming down from above, I will see that around my chakras as well. Sometimes the crown, you know, sometimes I go past and I do the higher, the lower chakras. This is just the main, the seven, the Hindu chakras anyway. And that, I feel like it's just whatever it is for you. If it's a feeling, if it's the colors, the sensations, really just feeling connected. And it's the same thing. I feel like it's my divine guidance. I feel I'm centered. I feel calm. And I just feel that it's a feeling that it's from above and below, that it just kind of clicks into place. That's what it feels like when I'm grounded from above and below. And I've noticed with my energy, I can stay a lot more centered and I get a lot more psychic or intuitive information as well, because I think my energy can go so deep and vast in each space that I'm able to connect at different levels. And energies around me in this everyday life don't get stuck. They have a place to go. I always delegate them. So that's a really, really great way to imagine if you're a tree. Another thing that I've done too is imagining, so if I'm a tree and I'm growing my roots, I will send my branches all the way up into the heavens, and I'll watch the little leaves, they can touch the heavens, and then the heavens just pouring this beautiful, like, this golden kind of, I don't know, this glitter, like it's just this beautiful light coming down. That's kind of the same thing. Whatever works for you is what works for you. And that's what I love about this. There's a million ways to do any one thing. So what I do next is, after I'm grounded, I like to cut cords. Now, we are energy beings, so energy goes where energy is. What that means is we can think of somebody and then they call. That's a cord. We've just all of a sudden thought of someone, something. Our consciousness is going to that person, or we just connect, or we channel, we're psychically with them. A lot of it's telepathic. That's kind of how it works. And so what this is just about giving back their energy and you get back yours. I do this with my kiddos at night. Definitely, you can see them calm down. They're able to settle themselves down more. I think a lot of times in kids and around other kids, they just get so wound up. They don't realize that they've absorbed everyone else's energy. So what this is about is just, I kind of picture it like weeding. I like to take the weeds out. Like, I like to see the roots. And for me, where I envision my cording is at my stomach, like right where my belly button is. I will imagine that. I'm just weeding. I'm taking out these weeds. And then right away, whatever I'm taking out, I fill it with that divine, that heaven honey. So that it doesn't leave our auric field open or vulnerable. There's no dents or dings. There's nothing there. And then what's in my hand, what's left, is I give it to the heavens to heal. I like to give things to the angels. I'm not sure. For me, I just feel like if I leave it around the room, it's probably going to, like, knowing me, I'll probably walk into it and reabsorb it after what I've just done. And I don't want to undo my work. I like to delegate it. So if it's not to the earth to heal, I will send it to the angels or the heavens to heal. So that's another part of my spiritual hygiene, is also getting and clearing that energy, transcending it. And that's, for me, again, that's what works. A lot of places too, so sometimes it's where we are, our belly button, we've just removed those cords. Well, it's the same place on your back. So as if your belly button, if it's a rod and it goes right through where it would come out your back, that's basically a lot of the energies where they connect to the most. A lot of us, it could be the back of our neck. We can get cords in many different places, but this is just one place to start for good hygiene or good regimen. So if you can imagine as if you're looking at your back, you don't have to put your hand behind your back to grab or try to grab at these. You can just imagine if somebody is facing you, it's your back, and you're just kind of pulling it off of them. Then you can just send it right up to the angels to heal. Get that heaven honey in there, see it glow, move it around, or play with it if you want. But really just seeing that it's just this nice kind of a golden, I don't know, like a golden glow of an egg around them. That's where I feel, that's my little sign. Okay, cords are cut, we're good. Then I get into my cloak. Just how I work, I cloak my work. I do a lot of cloaking. It's like a moth to the flame. I like to just kind of go incognito. And not that you feel that you have to cloak yourself because it's a protective mode. This is just more about being able to be you without drawing attention. And I have had things where people, spirits, you know, different things, they kind of come in. They've been paying attention. It's just kind of like a light show, like 4th of July. We're healing and we're just being, we're doing the things. And we emit a lot of colors. So it's a nice way just to kind of come in and just kind of keep things more peaceful or stable in that sense, especially if you're very sensitive to energy. And what I found is that I just do that more. It's just an intention. I don't have to go through the little rituals anymore. It's just I think it, therefore I feel it, I am. In cloaking, it's not, again, it's not like protective, like you have to shield yourself. There's things out there to get you. Please know that your light, your divine light, your spark, who you are is more than enough. You have the divine protection already. There isn't anything to ever fear or be afraid of. And there's a lot that that's a whole nother segment to talk about. But what this is for you is just empowerment, and you're setting boundaries. Boundaries are very, very effective. What I've learned, what boundaries we have in this reality is the same of what's in the spirit realm. So if we have good boundaries here, we have good boundaries over there. And so for me, I'd set boundaries as an example. Spirits aren't coming to me anymore when I'm sleeping. That's just a big no-no. My guides, they deal with things. They do all the crossing over for me. I just don't have to do those things anymore. Boundaries, like if you were ever bullied and you're having a hard time, and why do I keep attracting these people? Sometimes it's in your light, sometimes it's the residue, sometimes it's past life, it's future life, and whatever this is, that setting that intention that you will not be bullied anymore stops the energies, it stops that patterning, because you're paying attention to yourself, or you're raising your vibration, or with the divine protection around you, all the things that you're acknowledging. And it's really a form to say, I love myself, and I'm going to set these boundaries because I care about myself. What I've noticed, and really to the root, what comes back to my work, is all has to do with love in an unconditional way for ourselves. Because I've seen love as one of the highest vibrations, and the things that are out there, it's not viable for anything that wants to be attaching or of low energy to you. It can't hook on. So a lot of the cloaking, what that can do is just offer you some nice distance and some space to figure yourself out while you're figuring out this energy, what you're feeling, what you're sensing, playing around with it. It just kind of helps offer that. And then the next thing, it could be where it's a lot of different things that people do. I've heard of cloaking, but then also kind of the same thing as getting in your bubble. Some people like that whole thing to disappear and be different, in the sense that cloaking is different than getting in your bubble. So the bubble itself is the boundary. And then if you don't cloak it, you still have the boundaries. If you do cloak it, it's kind of like, and this is whatever is what you're imagining, what you're feeling and sensing. So to the root of a lot of the simplicity, it's just setting an intention of how far out you want your light to go, not allowing yourself to absorb anything that's not serving you, and then just staying within your own energy. That's all this is. So if it's not the same order, the grounding, cutting cords, cloaking or shielding, and then getting in a bubble or getting in a space, if it's different, if it's whatever it is, again, make it yours. And that's what is so fun about this, because then you can pick and choose. Sometimes I've seen grounding where I've had the earth come up to me and their vines coming up, wrapping around. I've had it where my feet go into the sand and these beautiful ocean waters, beautiful salt waters, they're washing over my feet. And they're just kind of that tide coming in, splashing some of that beautiful water around. It's whatever works. Some people find a very beautiful sacred space. Some places around the world that you've been that you feel is a power spot, or an animal that you're just really connected with. Whatever this is, just have fun with it. And what I encourage you to do is try to do this at least once a day. Grounding. I do ground and connect from above and below before I go to bed, as well as when I wake up. I find it's a lot easier to get back into my body. It's a lot easier for me to lucid dream. I do a lot of dream walking. So I find that it really helps in the different dimensions where I go. If you want to play with it, but it's definitely out there. Tons of things online you can find. If it's a prayer, if it's a spell, I know some people like to do all kinds of different things for themselves. I encourage you to see what really works for you, and then stick with it. Start doing this on a daily basis. And then add a little thing to boot, if you would like, really try to play with this energy, is practice saying "I love you" to yourself. This sounds crazy, this sounds really weird, but when I've tried it, I was really, really blown away. I was shocked by how different I felt. And so again, my name is Stephanie, and what I would say is, "I love you, Stephanie." So I wouldn't say, "I love me, I love myself." That's, I just said it, and then my name. "I love you, Stephanie." I said that 3 times in a row, and I practice this daily. The third day, I'll never forget, I shifted so much that I didn't feel like I had to do a whole lot of cloaking, or I didn't have to do a whole lot of different things. And this was a few years ago, so this, I do cloak a lot more now, just to clarify, but this was different. I felt the shift. I felt so much in my life had changed. So I think that at that point I jumped chakras. I was in my solar plexus a lot. I felt the jump to my heart. So it was like a big boom. It was a big shift in that sense, but it was also heart-centeredness. That's what got me to my perspective, where I'm at, why I see things the way I do. Yes, I'm also a practicing Buddhist, but I think that's also an addition to who I am, how I see the world. It's just, it greatly complements my beliefs and all the different things of how I work. Not to say that this will give you that jump. I'm just encouraging you to say something like this to yourself that's a very, very high vibration. And call in your angels if you're wanting assistance. Sometimes we need help to say "I love you" to ourselves. I've been there. I've shared this with clients before, and I was so surprised, because some of them are just the most absolute loving people. They would do anything for you, and the thought of saying "I love you" to themselves, they couldn't. I've seen a guy tear up. Like, he's like, I don't like myself. I just can't. And it was so hard to see. And, you know, it's not my place. I can't tell him what I think he should do. I just said, "Okay, I get it. I understand. If it resonates with you, try it. But if it doesn't right now, that's okay. And if it doesn't ever, I mean, I don't, you know," that was a couple weeks ago. And over the years, though, I have seen a lot of people that they've tried things. It was their last-ditch effort. They've tried all the things. They came in. They're like, "Okay, this alternative medicine or whatever this is, like, I'm stuck in my life." Some of the most significant changes to their physical bodies are the spiritual healings that it needed, that I saw change just through acts of devotion to yourself. So saying "I love you" to yourself. Some of those little things that came in for them to change in their vibration and how they felt or saw themselves, actually shifted these big diagnoses or symptoms. I've seen people go into remission with things. I've seen just amazing things happen. And it's not so much, okay, I have to fake it till I feel it. Sometimes it's like we just have to do the thing, like the procrastination. I can sit and procrastinate all day long. I just have to get up and I have to do it. And I can't think about it. And then the feeling comes in and then things engage. So it's a little bit cart before the horse in that sense, but that's how I work. That's what it feels like when a lot of clients that I've worked with have had a hard time loving themselves, liking themselves. This is a really, really beautiful journey. And why I share this with you is because I feel like if anything, we're hard on ourselves. We can be our own worst enemy. At the end of the day, wouldn't you like a compliment, a praise, some sort of something to say, you know what, you're already enough. You're doing enough and you're okay. You're loved. You can do this. The little things like that, as cliche as they sound, trust me, I am not a cliche person. This is the work that I've found, and I've found it very, very potent and significantly changing people's lives. And it wasn't just always this one little word or phrase. This actually opened them up to receiving. Why this is different is because we're great all day long, right? Like we can send the love, the compliments, the gifts, everything that we can send it out. So many of us, we have such a hard time accepting love, accepting the gifts, accepting all these things. And we find it so hard to receive the love, the compliments, the gifts, the support that, you know, we can be there for everyone that what their needs are. It's a lot about what we're trying to understand what love is, but why can't we accept it? What is the journey there? What's that about? And so this is my shortcut way to just get right through it. We can procrastinate, right? We're going to want all the settings, the expectations. We're going to want, oh, if one day this, then I can that. And if it does this, then I can go. That's all hogwash. That's not going to get us anywhere. The spiritual hygiene will get you a sense of being calm. It will help balance your moods. It will help center your thoughts and thinking. And it will also bring you peace and harmony within your day. If you need to ground multiple times a day, whatever it is you can practice or want to work on. To boot that little added, I love you, just to see how it can affect you, how it can be of benefit to you. I thank you so much for listening, and until next time, bye-bye.